Hi, and welcome to Us Unfiltered, the podcast where we discuss personal stories and explore practical strategies to help with mental health. I'm your host, Adrienne Salina, and today we're getting into the world of stress management. But first, let's have a quick disclaimer. This podcast and any advice, opinions, or statements within it do not constitute medical health care or professional advice and are provided for general information purposes only. This podcast and any information is not to be used as a substitute for professional medical, psychological, psychiatric, or any other mental health care. We recommend that you seek the advice of your doctor or other qualified healthcare professionals with any questions that you may have regarding mental or medical health concerns or conditions. Okay. Stress and stress management. This is a topic that every adult can relate to in one way or another because it's just something that is unavoidable in life. Whether you're facing work pressures, health issues, relationship challenges, family responsibilities, financial struggles, or just the daily grind, this episode is for you. Let's get to the basis of what stress really is. Stress is our body's natural reaction to any demand or threat. When we feel threatened, our nervous system physically releases stress hormones like adrenaline or cortisol, preparing us for action. And while this response is natural and can be very life-saving in a critical situation, chronic stress and long-term stress can seriously impact our health. Stress could be negatively impacting your physical health without you even realizing it. If you have persistent headaches, trouble concentrating, difficulty sleeping, feeling sick, or unwell frequently, stress could be the real culprit. On top of it having massive effects on your physical well-being, it can also have negative effects on your overall mental health, thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. For example, you're at a higher increase of risk of developing anxiety and depression when you have long-term stress. It can also cause irritability, mood swings, feelings of sadness and anger. It can lead to emotional exhaustion and burnout. It can have effects on your cognitive functions, such as memory, concentration, difficulty making decisions, and chronic stress can lead to massive changes in your behavior, like an increase in substance use, alcohol abuse, changing in your eating habits, and withdrawing from social activities. If it's left unchecked, long-term and chronic stress can lead to even more serious health issues like high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, obesity, and even diabetes. So recognizing common stress symptoms can really help manage them better and help you avoid these becoming more serious mental and physical health issues. Personally, I know this to be very true. Several years ago, I faced extreme stress due to personal life situations. In April of 2017, I decided to separate from my husband because we were both very unhappy. Our home was filled with tension, constant arguments and disagreements, and we had just stopped spending time together. After the separation, I moved into a new apartment that I got through my new job, which I had just secured this job in March, the month before. Unfortunately, after moving in, there were false accusations at work leading into a small investigation about me. This whole situation forced me to quit my job and lose my apartment. Not necessarily because of the management of my job, but it just put me in such a tense and uncomfortable situation that I decided to just withdraw completely. So during this challenging time, my stress levels skyrocketed. I struggled with alcohol abuse, insomnia, high blood pressure, hair loss, terrible mood swings, and more. I share this to highlight the immense stress that I was under and how it affected my health and overall well-being. So, how can we manage stress effectively? The ideal ways to manage stress need to be intentional. And I say that because watching TV, going on the internet, playing video games, those are really not good long-term solutions for managing stress. I know that a lot of people think that, oh, I can just decompress scrolling through Instagram and TikTok. That's really not a good solution for managing stress, and it's definitely not a good cognitive solution for getting your mind off of stress and releasing the proper hormones that you need to manage the stress effectively. So I'm going to give you five practical tips that you can start using today that will really help you manage the stress effectively and give you more long-term results. Number one, set aside time for hobbies. Participating in activities you enjoy has proven to lower stress levels. For example, creating art has been shown to reduce cortisol, which is a stress hormone we just talked about, even if you don't consider yourself an artist or even artistic. Also, hobbies keep your mind active and engaged and can help prevent boredom and burnout. That mental stimulation is beneficial for cognitive health and can also alleviate the symptoms of depression. Number two, exercise regularly. I know I've said this before. I'm going to say it in a lot of my podcasts because it's really true. It's very important. Physical activity is a great way to reduce stress. It helps release endorphins, which are just a natural mood lifter. And whether it's a brisk walk or a yoga session or cardio at the gym, find something that you enjoy and make it a part of your regular routine. It is a good stress release. Number three, connection with others. Social support is crucial for managing stress, and this is kind of a tricky one because a lot of times when you are stressed out, it's in our nature to kind of disassociate from people and isolate ourselves, but you really have to push through that because spending time with your friends and family can produce dopamine and oxytocin, and also talking about your feelings can give you a safe space to ask for help when you need it. Sometimes just having someone listen can make a big difference. Number four, getting enough sleep. Lack of sleep can increase stress levels and make it harder to cope with daily challenges. I know this because I have dealt with on and off insomnia since I was 20 years old. So, getting adequate sleep can really radically change your mental space. So, aim for 7 to 9 hours of quality sleep each night. I know that's challenging, but creating a relaxing bedtime routine and a consistent routine is really key. That means avoiding screens before bed and making sure your sleep environment is as comfortable as possible. And number five, eat a healthy and balanced diet. Eating a healthy diet can really improve your stress levels and your overall mental health in general. Nutrient-rich foods like vegetables, fruits, grains, lean proteins, healthy fats support brain function. Things like omega-3 fatty acids reduce inflammation. Foods that influence neurotransmitters, such as complex carbohydrates, help regulate mood, and a fiber-rich diet help reduce anxiety and depression. And lastly, we all know this one to be true. Staying hydrated is great for cognitive function and mood regulation. There has been so much research to prove that a healthy diet is pivotal for maintaining good brain health. So, managing stress, it's all about finding what works best for you. It is a personal journey, and it's okay if it takes one step at a time. I'm hoping that these easy five steps that I just listed is a great place for you to start if you don't know how to get started. If you are feeling really overwhelmed, do not hesitate to seek professional help. There are many resources available, and there are ways to get connected to a local therapist or a virtual therapist so you don't have to go through it alone. Thank you for tuning in to Us Unfiltered. I hope you found these tips helpful. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with your friends. If you'd like to reach out to me, you can find me on Instagram, usunfiltered.podcast, or you can send me an email, usunfilteredpodcast@gmail.com. Until next time, take care, stress less, live better. And remember, your mental health matters, and so do you.